Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in. That's Clint Sterner. I am filling in today. Run the show. Hughley still trying to figure out what time did Onyx open. Coming up, I'm going
Look out now. Better be careful. It's been a long day.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Hard times and bubblegum. Time y'all open up, baby.
Hard times and bubblegum.
It's all I got.
I had never heard that in my life.
It's all I got, show.
Never heard.
It's all I got,
man. I'm still in that. Hard times and bubblegum.
And I just chewed my last piece.
Damn. Dog, I was about to ask you for it.
Oh, yes,
hard
sir.
Hard times and bubblegum. That should be a segment right there.
Why not? We can figure out. You stick around. We'll figure some things out, baby.
Oh, man. I've watched the Texans. Like, I looked at this team up and down. Glenn, I can't think of what the last thing with the only top two picks that the Texans have over the next 2 years. They only have one second-round pick in the next 2 years. Like, there's no first, one second, yep. No second next year.
Parties are canceled. Draft parties are canceled.
All of them. The last thing that I would think they would draft that early is what?
A running back.
But we got...
it is what it is. It's mock drafts, but I get the digging this morning, and I'm like, oh, I mean, I just want. It's about that time, you know. You moved seasons over for the Texans. We got some playoff ball to watch, but what's out there? What are? And I'm not going to give any names because I ain't into giving free advertising away. But there's several publications out there with mock drafts I got about four deep, and it's all running backs.
I don't even understand it.
It's all running backs. It's Harris from Alabama. It's now I do like this
yeah,
one.
He's nice.
Travis Etienne.
I like him.
I love him. So if there was going to be a name dropped in there, it's like, okay, I can get down with that one. But I'm still like, wait, what are we doing? Like, what the hell are we doing? Running back? No. I finally found one. Bleacher Report, by the way. I will throw that out there.
Because it's the one that agrees with you.
That's right. That's how these things work. Hell, it's my show. I can do what the hell I want to say, what the hell I want
to
say.
Go ahead. It's got your name on it, damn it.
It's an edge rusher, Zach Bond from Wisconsin. That's what I like to hear. I hadn't dug into Zach Bond yet, but my point is that there is talent in the second round. And what the Texans can't afford to do is go draft a running back when you got a 1,000-yard back in the game. The running back ain't the problem for this football team. The running back ain't a problem with this football team. Carlos Hyde's a good player. You acquired him in a beautiful way at a beautiful time when you needed it. Duke Johnson is a great fit. I know Sean Pendergast, my guy. You ask him, hey, he wants to see more of it. You ask Wade Smith, my guy, hey, I want to see more Duke Johnson. So I think that position is not a position of need. Maybe a position of want, but it's not a position of need. And I was surprised, show, to see so many mock drafts going that direction when it's blatantly obvious to me that the help is needed up front for the defense, and some will say in the secondary for the defense.
Yeah, I know you're a little higher on the secondary than others.
I am. The potential, the ceiling's high. I can't argue with the fact that they let KC run through them.
Clint, listen, I can even be all right if you say we want to improve from Carlos Hyde. I mean, he did rush for 1,000 yards. I'm not saying he's great. He's not special. You know, the element of, you know, the home run is not there with him. But he's a solid back. And if you want to improve that, that's fine. But, man, you can find backs later in the draft than that. Kareem Hunt goes in the third round. David Montgomery, who was solid for the Bears, if he had a better quarterback, goes in the third round. To me, the rule, I have no problem, but running backs can be special, right? And if you look at it, if you start to look at the special backs in the game, many of them are first and second round picks. But generally, you want those guys – when you when your quarterback is not as great, when your quarterback needs more surrounding around, you got a top five quarterback potentially. You don't need to spend a second round pick on a running back, not to mention that you don't have a first in this year, nor a first in next year, nor a second in next year.
Well, show you just got some desperate needs, man, and running back. I love Carlos. I love what he brings to the table. I love Duke Johnson. Now, the Travis Etienne, if that guy's available, boy, it'd be hard for me to pass on. Did you see the twitch that Joker had in that championship game?
No, I like him. He can catch the ball in the backfield too. But still, that's not imperative. And you love him, but with Deshaun Watson. That's one of the great things about having a great quarterback. You don't have to have great parts, especially backs, when you can find. It's just been proven. I mean, look at Seattle. I mean, just think about, look at where they have drafted guys. That Carson kid, they drafted in the seventh round.
Yeah.
Like, and he was one of the better backs in the league. So I just.
You can find a serviceable piece. But I'm glad you brought up Seattle, and I'm glad you brought up the running back position. Speaking of Seattle running backs, I need some help. I need some help with a little something. Beast Mode, you know Beast Mode?
Well, I mean, I'm here.
You know Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah, I mean, Marshawn Lynch.
He's my guy. I love watching him play. I love all the antics he has at the post-game press conferences. Well, he gave us a good one after Seattle exited the playoffs. He gave us a good one. And I think it's something that young professional athletes need to hear. But it's something that I need. I need a little help. I need a little help. I need a little help figuring out just exactly what the hell he's talking about. Go ahead, hit that. This is Marshawn Lynch after the Seattle Seahawks lost last week in the playoffs.
Now, I done been on the other side of a retirement, and it's good when you get over there and you can do what the you want to. So I tell y'all right now, while y'all in it, take care of y'all bread. So when y'all done, go ahead and take care of yourself. So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies, you know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken, you feel me? Don't take care of y'all mentals, because, look, we ain't lasting that long. You know, I had a couple of players that I played with that, you know what I mean, they no longer here no more. They no longer. So, I mean, you feel me? Start taking care of y'all mentals, y'all bodies, and y'all chicken for when y'all, you know, ready to walk away. You walk away, and you be able to do what you want to do. But I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Show
chicken.
I know what he's talking about when he says mentals. Talking about your head. I think I know what he's talking about. Did he say something about money?
He said bread. That's bread. Money.
Yeah, that's money.
I don't know what chicken.
What in the hell is he talking about with a chicken? What do you think
he said
talking
it?
About?
He referenced it two or three times.
Yeah, I mean, he's committed to it. What do you think he's talking about?
It ain't onyx, is it? I mean, that's what's coming to
you're
mind.
On this Onyx
I just,
stuff, boy.
I mean, I, hey, you know, I can't say what I want to say, but I'm just saying, you know what's at Onyx. Is that what he's talking about? Text line, hey. I need some damn help. 713-572-4610. What is he talking about?
You think he's talking about kids, you think he's talking about women?
Is he talking about, like, food, chicken?
No,
is he literally
no,
food?
No.
He can't be literally just talking about chicken. Does somebody know what chicken is slang for?
I don't know what he's referring to. I figured you'd know. I thought you'd be able to
hell,
help me
what
out.
What the hell you think I'd know?
Well, you got a little slang. You got a little urban slang to you, man. I thought you'd
you
be able to help me.
You got a little urban slang
well,
to
yeah,
you.
I mean, and I'm proud of it. I just don't – I ain't never, I don't know him, but I ain't never referred to it as chicken.
I ain't never heard nobody talk about whatever it is he's referring to. He said mentals, that's your mind. He said bread, that's money. It's chicken children, that's what is coming in.
Well, look,
the
text
line. Women, too. They all over the place.
Hey, they're just as mixed up as we are. Women – his children, I'm his mother, chicken is slang for money.
And somebody on a 281 just too nasty right now, man. It's too nasty.
I've got it right from the Urban Dictionary. It's slang for money.
But why you say bread, though?
Yeah, I guess he just repeated it. I mean, I teach.
I don't know. I don't think that's
that
right.
I teach and kids refer to girls as chickens.
I don't, B-back, I think I need
I'm
you
just
to
say it's
I
right
just,
from
no,
the Urban Dictionary,
no, I
man.
Think you need to investigate further on that. I don't
it says
think,
it's a slang term for cash money fairly interchangeable with dough or moolah. I'm just saying, straight from the Urban Dictionary, man.
Hold on, Doug. Read that again.
It's slang term for cash money fairly interchangeable with dough and moolah.
Hey, stop traffic right now. Okay, I don't know. If I ain't gonna, they may not ever let me come back. I want the text line to start sending in slang terms. And I want Beat Mac to have to read them and look them up and read the definition.
Hey, you got to keep it clean, though,
man. How excited he was. Hey, I got it right here. Hold on. Hold on, boys. I got it right here.
Almost hit a breaking news sounder.
Chicken. Come on, man. Look up another one. Look. Oh, that's too good. I don't know. Maybe it is money. Maybe it is. All right. Somebody's saying it's an Oakland thing from the 832.
Yeah, look.
That might be it. Maybe it's an Oakland thing.
In Oakland, yeah, I mean for money, he's Oakland through and through now.
No, yeah, I mean, he's that.
It runs
that.
Through his veins. Just, there's no doubt.
Man, B Mac, that done me in, dog. That right there, that was it. That touched my whole life. You reading it?
It's a source of income. What does chicken do? What does a chicken do for you? It lays eggs, and which is other chickens. So it's a source of income. They take care of you.
Oh boy.
That's good. You learn something every day.
You do, man. You learn something. I was about to say, I just didn't think it was money. You know, my man, he did go to Cal Berkeley. I wouldn't think he would use bread and chicken at the same time. For the rest of the show, right now, I need this text line, 713-572-4610, to continue to send in slang terms that BMAC has to then investigate on Urban Dictionary and read us.
Hey, look.
I got it right here, guys. Hold on just a second.
Somebody done hit chicken heads.
Hold on. Right now, B-Mac from the 832, can you look up booty do? Right now, booty do.
Booty do?
Yes, that's going to go B-O-O-T-Y-D-O-O, booty do, and I would love to hear what the definition. I don't care what we're doing, B-Mac, just jump on in. I don't care what we're doing. I want you to jump right in and just tell us what booty do. Oh, my God. And I want you to read it the way. I've got it right here, guys. Right here, I've got it. All right. Listen, I want to apologize. I want to take this time to apologize to the Houston Texans fans. I tried yesterday. I really did try to kind of be a voice.
All right, guys, I got it right here. So, booty do from Urban Dictionary. When a young lady has a larger stomach than she has an ass, her stomach sticks out more than her booty do.
Hey, y'all gonna get B-Mac in trouble, man. Y'all gonna get B-Mac in trouble over here, man. Just reading. Hey, B-Mac, you're popular on this text line here.
God,
B-Mac look this up. Have B-Mac look that up.
Oh man, I'm sorry. All right, I'm gonna try to get this for me because I'm about to cry.
Look, I like my chicken, so y'all don't mess around and get me fired over here.
That
all right?
Said booty do, but a woman's stomach sticks out. No, I want to apologize to you because I did. I tried to talk to you yesterday, and I tried to tell you, like, hey, man, just, you know, take a deep breath. You know, the Texans, it's not as bad as you feel it may be. You know, I still think you can win here, even with Bill O'Brien. I tried to. I really did. And all of you on the text line just told me, basically, in all terms, just go right to hell. It's really where you told me, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Then I saw these Super Bowl odds for next year coming out.
Don't do it. We looked at them earlier.
I looked at these Super Bowl odds.
Scallywag. From, ain't got no hair back.
I ain't heard that in a long time. I'm going to get myself together. I saw it on Bets Online. The Chiefs for next year are 7-1 favorite. They're the favorite in the league. Then I got down. They found the Texans. Come on, dog. The Texans are 33-1 tied with the Cleveland Browns. Tied with the Cleveland Browns.
Say it ain't so.
With the same odds to get to the Super Bowl. Come on, man. Now, listen, you cannot be tied with the turmoil of the Cleveland Browns when you got Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, and J.J. Watt. You can't. You keep winning the division. And you know what? That right there must be why you all are so frustrated with everything that's happened. You done gone and won the division and going to the playoffs and won a playoff game, and they got you even with Cleveland?
Think about it, because who else are they even with right there?
The Colts.
The quarterbackless, the team where the damn quarterback just retired, Chief. He's just done. Crocodile Dundee.
You just pulled over the car and just ran over Jacoby Brissett on the way out of there, didn't you?
He ain't Andrew Luck, homeboy. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. He ain't Andrew Luck. I mean, that's who you're keeping company with, is the most dysfunctional franchise in professional sports. And the franchise, they're put together pretty good. But the quarterback just retired. They're big money leader of the organization. Their hope, their future, retired. And what they end up 500 this year?
Yeah,
8-8,
yeah,
7-9, something like that. I mean that's the company you're keeping. And I'd love to say, it's Vegas, man. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. But I got some bank statements over the last 4 or 5 years to tell you Vegas knows what's going on. I don't.
I'm just saying, you said it, man. What stands out with those three teams, right? Those three teams right there, it says the Browns, the Texans, and Colts. The Browns have Baker Mayfield, who looks like he's falling apart every time we see him play. He looks like he's getting worse and worse every time we see him play.
Trains off the track.
We've already talked about it. You have Deshaun Watson. You have DeAndre Hopkins. We've already told you how it appears that Odell Beckham is falling apart and turning slowly before our eyes into Antonio Brown. That doesn't seem to be working. They have talent, but it didn't matter. Like, that team is dysfunctional. That city, just that franchise is dysfunctional. A rookie coach, and they get the same opportunity to win the Super Bowl. You just talked about Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett, Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson. This is a quarterback league. And they got the same odds?
The same odds.
Come on now. And I apologize. Once again, Houston. This is why you're frustrated.
Look, when you looked at it, when you brought it to the table, you said, look, there's no wonder that the fan base is frustrated the way that they are. Look at this. This is where Vegas has them ranked. Yeah, look, there's serious problems. Here's the deal is that the Houston Texans are coordinators away. They've already said that a couple times.
Now, you go ahead. I don't mind you keep nailing that to the head. If it's right and if it's real, it's real.
Yeah, no, I just think that's the reality of it is that there's no dysfunction in the organization. They're extremely talented, and they need some movers and shakers at the coordinator position. Them other cats, they got major problems.
I don't understand it, man. I mean, you just cannot have those three guys on your team and be in the same boat as the Cleveland Browns. I know they got talent. I know they got the pass rusher who I've just absolutely drawn a blank for the Browns, who had lost his mind and hit that kid with the helmet. Myles Garrett, thank you. Thank you, B-Mac, out here just rolling hard. Myles Garrett, man.
Lost his mind and hit that kid with the helmet. I'm thinking, damn, who'd he hit with? They got him out on the field.
Yeah, Myles Garrett. I mean, I know you don't know if he's going to play or if he's going to be suspended some more. That has to be just absolutely infuriating to think, like, I got a quarter. But we've been sitting here, Clint, we've been sitting here talking about pay Mahomes, pay Watson, like they on the same level.
Yeah.
And they got them two quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And they're the highest, like the highest odds to win the Super Bowl. And you are down here with
33
Cleveland.
33-1, down there hanging out with Cleveland. That's what I'm saying. It has nothing to do
with. And you think it's. Like, you don't have a huge problem. It's not like, this is a travesty.
No, does it surprise me?
No, yeah.
No. I think it's been going on long enough to where the national media has caught on to all the problems that exist in Houston. I think this year, I said it from the jump, this year was a year where the head coach, Bill O'Brien, by design, backed himself into a corner and said, all right, the circle of wagons, it's time to rock and roll. We got all our pieces in place. And if it doesn't work, then the buck stops with the head coach. And that's exactly what happened. You got to a position to where the product on the field in the most important time of the season was 50. Was it 51 or 52? 51-7.
Yeah, a 51-7 run
in three quarters. That can't be the case. And so, it doesn't surprise me one bit that they're down there with that group. Truth be told, it surprises me that Cleveland is in the conversation with Indy and the Texans simply because I think the national media is ripping them a new one.
Yeah, right? I'm surprised at that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.